If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. So we have Stephen O'Brien here from Riverdance. He's one of the original Riverdance dancers, and we couldn't let him go without asking him travel tips and advice for Sue because she's taking her father to Ireland. We mentioned this earlier in the show. So we wanted to know, like, where should she go to eat? What should they do? Any recommendations that you have for them?
Yeah. So my father's 85. So we're doing kind of a standard tour. So Okay. We're doing, you know, Dublin. We're going down to Cork, which is where he's from. Cove is where his dad is from. He's going to see the cathedral. He was an altar boy at. I'm so excited. He's wanted to go his whole life. Never been. Is there any place that's like a can't miss place that we should go?
Yeah, actually, near where you are, you mentioned restaurants. Kinsale in Cork is actually world famous for its, particularly its seafood restaurants.
Really?
And going the way back to the Kinsale.
Kinsale.
There's actually an Irish pub in town, I believe, called the Kinsale.
Okay.
In Goodman Center. But this is the town has been, I mean, for decades, it has this established, you know, reputation as great seafood. I mean, royals and rock stars and all, like, go there for the food.
All right, so write it down, Sue.
And our other question, do you guys eat corned beef and cabbage over in Ireland, or is that a American thing?
That is an Irish-American thing.
It is.
If you were in Ireland now, what would the day be about today? Is it more of a religious day, or is it, what kind of foods would you eat?
An awful lot of it wouldn't actually be about food in the past. Certainly it was religious, but it has evolved over the years. I mean, now we used to call it the Patrick's Day Parade, or the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and now it's the Patrick's Day Festival. And people always wonder about whether it's bigger here or there. In many ways, it is bigger here, but it is a national holiday over there.
Yeah.
So people do take the time, they bring the kids to the parade and everything else. And food-wise, I mean, you know, we have a few of our staples, but it's not a big, you know, food festival.
It's with the potatoes.
It's the silly Americans that have done this. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's all right. We'll partake.
I know. Well, we appreciate you being here, and we're so excited, looking forward to Riverdance, the 30th anniversary. I can't wait. For those of you listening, if you want to get tickets, boxcenter.org. It's Riverdance 30, the new generation, coming to the Box Center Wang Theater April 8th through the 13th. We'll link it over on our site as well.
I can't wait. I'm going.
I know. Stephen, thank you for being here today. We appreciated having you.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.